This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Pretty good. Did you see Larry yesterday courtside? Knicks and Pacers.
Looks good.
He had Susie to the left of him. Not our Susie.
No.
It was Susie Essman. And did you see who was the right of him? John Hamm.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. We'll get to that crazy game when Jim Pete joins in a couple hours. Afternoon, everybody. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Susie Jones with the news. Big news yesterday. We're reacting to it right at the start with the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry. Jacob is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. News breaking, not a surprise. It was I think the timing coinciding with 5 years after the death of George Floyd, not a coincidence, let's be honest. The Trump administration's move to dismiss the consent decree between Minneapolis and the Department of Justice. One of the quotes was this from an assistant attorney general with the DOJ Civil Rights Division, excuse me. Overbroad police consent decrees divest local control of policing from communities where it belongs, turning the power over to unelected and unaccountable bureaucrats, often with an anti-police agenda. You are the mayor of Minneapolis. You are a huge part of this consent decree, sir. How do you react to that statement from the DOJ?
Well, I don't have an anti-police agenda. I very much support police officers because it is an honorable and very important profession. And simultaneously, I think it's fair to want police officers to have the best possible conduct, to be providing good constitutional policing, to be operating within the law. And we have done the work with the former Department of Justice to make sure that we've got a roadmap to make these important changes. And just because Donald Trump wants to step away from that police reform doesn't mean we need to step away from it. I mean, the bottom line here is, regardless of whether the White House is on board with this, we are, and we're going to do it anyway.
Okay, so let's stay with that because we've talked about this before. This has been out there. Good reporting by others. And one of the last times you were on, I asked you, okay, so what's going to happen? And you said this. You said this here, and you're saying it again, that we will follow this even if the federal government is going to back away. How will you do this, and who will regulate you?
It's a good question. So right now, we are already under a settlement agreement with the Minnesota Department of Human Rights. We have tasked this group called ELIFA. ELIFA is the independent monitor or independent evaluator with making the determination as to whether we have hit the marks in the settlement agreement and the consent decree or whether we've fallen short. So here's our ask to them. Here's my ask ultimately to them is I want them to evaluate both the terms of the settlement agreement with Minnesota, but also the terms of the consent decree. And so the whole idea is that it's an independent fair, objective evaluation, and they will tell everybody transparently, have we hit the marks or have we not? And to just forecast what's going to happen here for everybody, we are going to see some successes. We are making progress. In fact, the report from just a couple of days ago said that we had made more progress in setting a foundation for reform than virtually any city under a consent decree in the country. So we are making progress. And I'll forecast a little more. We're not going to hit all the items. Some there will be areas where we don't meet a deadline or we fall short because guess what? They're aggressive.
So what happens when you don't hit those points?
It will be shown very publicly that we did not hit the points, just like it would be if there was a consent decree in place through the federal government. Really, there's no difference in that sense. It's reported out publicly. You're held accountable for not hitting those pieces, and you continue on with the work until you do.
Will, for someone who hears this and is worried that Alifa is going to be influenced by you or the police department, what do you say to them?
So every single one of these settlement agreements throughout the country and consent decrees has to have an independent evaluator. That independent evaluator here is Alifa. They've done this work in other cities. They've shown their independence. They certainly have not been in cahoots with these other organizations. If you look at the reports, it's not all strawberries and cream. In fact, if you look at the report about us, it's not all rosy. I mean, there are some areas, again, where we are proud to have hit the mark. There are some areas where we fell short. And that's just the truth if you're holding yourself to a high standard. So, I mean, I would just check the history because there's no sense of that at all.
So I want to play a soundbite that I heard earlier on the station. This is from Rebecca Lucero, who you know. She's the head of the Minnesota Department of Human Rights. You've alluded to that agreement. Here's part of what she said yesterday, and I want your reaction.
I don't think there has been any significant accomplishments at this point. There have been some key foundational pieces that they are building on, but they are very, very, very early in the process.
I was surprised by that, you know, I thought it was fairly damning when you hear that part. And I know it's a she talked at length and that's a part of it. But when you hear that part, what do you say?
Well, there's two parties and then you've got the independent evaluator. The two parties are the Minnesota Department of Human Rights. And the other one is the city of Minneapolis. And then the independent evaluator is the one that you want to look to determine whether those actions have been hit. She's not wrong in that. The key pieces that we've accomplished right now are setting the foundations from which success can be achieved. And she's not wrong that it's early on in the process. I mean, that's absolutely correct. But the pieces that we were supposed to get done in terms of creating that foundation, just like Alifa said, we've done well. And I don't think it's worth short-circuiting that either. And I do believe that in the interview she mentioned that. I mean, so, you know, the work has been solid. We're making good progress. Are we there yet? Is there a victory lap? No, absolutely not. And I think she's right about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry, right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Let me get to one other part with this DOJ request for the dismissal. As multiple stories point out, it now settles in the hands of the district judge, Paul Magnuson. And there was some debate about this before, about the power of the DOJ and what was agreed. Could Magnuson overrule the DOJ itself and say that, no, this is in play? Or are you just accepting now that at the federal level, it's out, and we're talking about Alifa and the Human Rights Division in the state?
The judge has the independence to make a decision based, of course, on the law and based on the positional arguments of the parties. And so, no, I don't want to dictate what Judge Magnuson will or won't do at this point. I don't know, is the honest truth.
Okay, let me ask you this, because the rumor has been out there in a lot of circles for about a month that around this time that the president himself on the federal charges would pardon Derek Chauvin. There have been reports that authorities have been notified about that possibility. Let's remind folks, he's serving concurrent sentences for the murder of George Floyd, but that he would then be remanded to the state. What have you heard about that? And have you been in any official way alerted by any authorities about a possible pardon of Derek Chauvin?
We don't have any intelligence at this point that they're going down that route. Is it possible that they're hiding it until the last minute? Of course it's possible. I've heard rumors just like you, but no, none of them have been confirmed. Now, we also know that Donald Trump is about pure political theater. That's why I believe they waited until the week of the anniversary of George Floyd's murder to attempt to dismiss the consent decree. I mean, they could have done this at any time in the previous several months, but instead they asked for extension after extension to this point. So, I mean, could Donald Trump do some political theater with the pardon of Derek Chauvin too? Yeah, of course, but it would be just that, because the only thing that it would change if he pardoned Derek Chauvin is the prison that he was located in. It would change the prison from a federal prison to a state prison, because he still has to serve out his state sentence. And so could he do that? Yes, but again, Derek Chauvin will still be exactly where he should be, which is behind bars.
Last thing, the police chief, who you support frequently, made news last week when he was talking to the New York Post, obviously from that area, and he was talking about where he is here as the police chief in Minneapolis and compared it to his previous role in Newark. And he said nothing prepared him for the ultra-liberal orthodoxy he encountered in Minneapolis. Here it is, I'm reading right from his quote. Here it is very, very ideological, and a lot of times it's like reality and facts can't get through the filter. It's a very detached, bourgeois, liberal mentality. It's bizarre. What was your reaction to that, and did you talk to him about that?
So, look, I also grew up on the East Coast, and it is a very different political climate. I mean, that's true. And I think what the chief was talking about was the general leadership of the political class in the city. And look, I understand what he was saying. I'm not using those words myself. I understand the differences between the East Coast and here. And at the same time, you know, look, I got a city to run. I'm not getting involved in sort of the mishmash of of that kind of political.
Did you statement. Think it was criticism towards you?
I didn't take it that way.
Yeah. Did you think it was more directed at some of the folks on the city council that you may not agree with?
Here's how I took it. I took it as a statement that occasionally politics, and specifically more extreme politics, gets in the way of just reasoned, common sense decision making. And if that's what he meant by it, I agree. You know, these rhetorical flourishes can often get you in trouble, and I mean, certainly I would advise against them. I've gotten in trouble for them myself. That being said, I mean, there is an issue when, you know, you're looking at it from a perspective that the way to counter Donald Trump is to go as hard left as you possibly can. I've said this before, the opposite of Donald Trump extremism is not the opposite extreme. It's good, thoughtful, common sense government where you're listening to the data, you're listening to experts, and you're loving your city more than your ideology. When you start loving your ideology more than your city, when you start making decisions that are more ideologically based than they are on what is in the best interest of the people of Minneapolis, yeah, that's when you get yourself in trouble, and that's when you make bad decisions.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the time. Enjoy your day.
Yeah, thank you.
Jacob Frey, the mayor of Minneapolis. If you'd like to react, you certainly can, anytime you want. We've named it today the Dave Harrigan Talk and Text Line. Both of us had a little hair touch-up recently.
Yes.
You more dramatic than me.
Cut her down.
Cut her down dramatically. Who are you? Where are you? What do you want to say about what the mayor to say? Where did you agree? Where did you think he was right on? Where did you think, my God, what is he talking about? You can react with a phone call or a text again on the Dave Harrigan Talk and Text Lines. Congratulations, Dave.
Thank
651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.